tape runs out, that when you were born and where you grew up.
Well, I was born in what was then was Bradford County, Florida. It's now Union County because the Bradford County was divided into after I was born.
What's the county seat there?
Lake Butler, Florida is the county seat now. At the time I was born, the county seat was Stark, Florida. Mm-hmm. That's the county seat of Bradford County. And I was born a long time ago.
Well,
in 1910.
As I was saying on the other tape, my wife was
also born in Union County, and quite a bit after I was, because she's young and nicer looking than I am. And we grew up there and got married in that county, and after that we went west and stayed nearly 5 years and came back, and then we came down here, and we've been here for about 30 years.
Where'd you go in the west?
To Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Oh, that's way west.
Yeah. Yeah, we went out and tried it out there a while and didn't like it so well and came back to Florida. So
how have you made your living here in Florida?
Well, I've been in the citrus business since I came to South Florida. Back in when I was in North Florida, I owned and operated a service station, gasoline service station. Uh-huh. And I did that for several years and came down here and liked it better. So I just moved down here and after the war, right after the war. I had been down here a little while before the World War II and I was gone 2 years and then I came back to this area and I've been here ever since.
So did you start fiddling when you lived up in North Florida?
Yeah, I only started fiddling when I was about 18 years old. I never even knew how to tune a fiddle. And even my father or no members of my family knew how to even tune a fiddle. I got an old one and didn't know how to tune it. But finally someone tuned it for me and then I learned how to tune it.
What made you want to pick up a fiddle?
I went to square dances. I always was just intrigued by the fiddle music, especially. I just loved it. We'd go to those square dances, and back those days we had to walk most of the time, or either ride a horse or something. And you'd go to those things, you'd get about a mile down the road. If it was a clear, cool night, you could hear that fiddle ringing. And it always made my blood tingle when I'd hear that fiddle.
Now you can do it for other people.
Well, I can do a little.
Good. Sounds really nice. A little. So are these tunes that you've been playing pretty much songs that you learned up there?
That was pretty much. I've learned some of those since, but some of those were the first tunes I ever learned.
Yeah, some of those are real old ones.
And some of them I picked up as time went along.
What kind of bands did you have around to play with? How many instruments were there? What kind of instruments?
Mostly two, a fiddle and a guitar, or either a fiddle and a banjo. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they didn't have but one.
Mm-hmm. Well, were there any old clawhammer type banjo players?
That's what they were, really, most of them.
What were some of their names that were up in that country? Can you even think of them now?
I've forgotten. Now, let's see. There's one. I believe Elmer Douglas was a clawhammer type banjo picker, and then I had a cousin that played some. His name was Tom Moore. Of course, they're gone. Mm-hmm. But Tom could pick the banjo a little, and then there were some others around that could pick a little, but mm-hmm. not enough for me to even remember who they were. Hardly. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Chubby Wise. Now he was up in that area too.
Chubby Wise was raised in Lake City, right? I was just raised out in the country, and he was a city boy, and I was a country boy.
Did you learn from him? Or?
Well, I learned some because I've been to many dances where he played. Uh-huh. And naturally, I would hear him play, and I'd go home and try to play it like he did. Mm-hmm. But I never did because he's really good. Mm-hmm. He really could play his orange blossom special just as good as anybody.
Well, how did, I wonder how he got started up there, too. Must have been some other people.
Well, he started picking a guitar. Excuse me. He started picking a guitar, and he was quite a good guitar player when he was 13, 14 years old. He's a few years younger than I am, but he was real good with the guitar, and then I guess he just got to liking the fiddle because that's what he's played ever since, and he's played with bands in Nashville and long, many years he played up there with some of those bands. I know Bill Monroe. I know he played with Bill Monroe for a long time. And and others. I don't remember for sure which of the band, but they paid for some.
So who else would you listen to and learn fiddle tunes from?
Well, Broward Green and Chubby Wyatt were really the only two pretty good fiddlers that I knew right around there. There were some others, but I just never did come in contact with them much.
Had they always been in North Florida? Did they move there from somewhere else?
No, they were natives. Mm-hmm. They were natives. Mm-hmm. I've known Chubby Wyatt since he was 11 or 12 years old, and I guess he had been there. If he came to Lake City from somewhere else, it was when he was quite young.
Mm-hmm. And what about Broward Green?
He was a native. Mm-hmm. The Greens were natives of mm-hmm. that country.
Are there any tunes that you know of that people just play up in that area that you haven't heard anywhere else or ever?
Well, that Sherem was one of the ones.
I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, it was one of the old ones I remembered, and of course most of these others have been picked up, or they picked them up from someone else, or I couldn't say for sure. But they were good musicians for to be uneducated and no musical instruction at all. And I'm sure that Chubby Wise probably picked his up. I don't know if he ever had any lessons or not. I'm not sure about that, but I believe he just picked it up himself.
Did anyone in his family play that he learned from?
Well, I don't know his family that well. Yeah. I just knew Chubby, and I didn't know.
Or now Broward Green,
Greens, there was one member of his family. He had one brother that picked the guitar. But he wasn't near the musician that Broward was. Mm-hmm. His name was Hickey Green. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what his name was. That's what they call him, Hickey.
Yeah.
And he wasn't the musician that Broward was. Broward had talent. If he had had some way to develop it, he would have been really a talented musician. Mm-hmm. He was very smooth in his, some people are a little jerky like I am, but he was real smooth. Mm-hmm. And if you've heard Chubby Wise play, you know that he can play.
Mm-hmm. He's good.
Yeah, he's really good.
Well, yeah, let's see. Is there a tune or two we hadn't touched on, you think?
Well, we haven't played any. We haven't played any slow tunes or waltz.
We've got a waltz. I was thinking of that.
Okay, we'll play Good Night Waltz. That's in C, and you can just play right
okay.
on.
Okay.
Thank you.
much of anything.
In eight.
Sure.
First one, and Lily of the Valley was the second one, and Amazing Grace is the third one.
Thank you. Interesting.
Let's see if I can play that.
Okay.
Turn the radio on and A little.
Thank you.
Then you missed the time, dear.
Let's see. What about the Bonaparte's Retreat?
Oh, sure. I like to hear that.
Chicken reel. That's indeed.
Spanish tune now.
Oh, okay.
In D.